Say goodbye to your luscious golden locks with your fake glasses.
Ooh, I'm actually getting more glasses.
More glasses?
Yeah.
More fake glasses that don't help anything?
I ordered some on Veterans Day, so boom.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We got the three dudes back in the studio. We got a Tuesday night, Wednesday morning episode coming out for you. We're stopped slacking off. We got our crap back together because Josh doesn't want me to cuss anymore. Wants to keep it Disney Plus up in here.
Yeah.
Disney Plus.
Children's.
So, Josh, you were talking about Disney Plus, that you were disappointed in it?
I was. And I just thought there would be more. I really thought there would be more stuff. And I was really upset that The Mandalorian only had one episode. Like, that's going to be a great show.
And well, they're doing it like HBO. They're going to do 1 week at a time. And I think they're slowly releasing their content. Because if they did it all at once, you would get burnout. And people would just do the free trial and get out. You got to keep them past that first week of free trial.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Their model is probably more sustainable than Netflix, too. Because they have all the Marvel stuff. They have a Jeff Goldblum show that I don't care about. But they do have some stuff on there that is not just
is
Disney.
Jeff Goldblum just got that show on there because of his voice and the way he talks?
I don't like Jeff Goldblum, Eric. So whatever.
He was great as Ruxin's dad. Loved him as Ruxin's dad.
Oh, that's right.
And in anything and in Fly. Jurassic Park.
So. That's right.
Well, The Fly, yeah, great. He was in that one with Jim Carrey too, where they were aliens. What was that one called?
Women Are from Mars?
I can't remember. Something like that. I don't remember. I'm old. My memory fails me frequently. Yeah.
I'm excited because, Brad, next week, me and you, TMO is coming.
We
don't
need to talk about that. The movers are coming. Yeah, I don't want to get stressed out right now, okay? Can we keep this?
We live in a house together.
Leave me.
They're coming together.
I just don't want to talk about moving because I am not prepared for that right now at all. Yours is easy. Yours is take the whole house. Mine is take that, not that. Take that, not that. Nope. That, maybe. Yeah, that, nope. Nope.
Yeah.
It's way too much work.
Potato, tomato.
Mm-hmm. A lot
way
of work.
Too much work. News though, we have some injury updates coming out for you guys. Before we get into these recaps of the last two games of Week 10 and put a bow on that and move on to Week 11. First big news. What's up, Josh? Oh, okay.
No, I was just putting a bow on.
Sorry, he was tying the bow.
First thing is, Devonta Freeman going to be out a couple weeks. Brian Hill, hope. If he cleared waivers for you, go snatch him up.
All right. Oh, yeah, because Ito's already on the IR.
Who is it? The coach said he is a three-down back for us.
Wow. He's your only back, so yeah, he has to be three.
Kenyon Barner.
All right.
Okay.
I don't even know if he's on the team. I might have got him mixed up with Miami.
You might have.
It doesn't matter. But Brian Hill.
I think he did, actually.
And then Austin Hooper has a sprained MCL. He's going to be out multiple weeks. Number one tight end. Hope you rode him while you had him. Then we got Chris.
They sent him to IR?
He's just going
to
be out a couple weeks. Sprained MCL. MCL. What? Chris Herndon, though, another tight end who we had high hopes for, going to the IR. Adam Gase said, I don't want you. I've been trying to send Le'Veon Bell to the IR for weeks now. I go make him get – he has a mandatory Monday appointment with the MRI machine, and they can't find anything.
Do a CT scan. Just find a mass. Body scan. They'll find a mass.
Somewhere.
All right, Campbell, who maybe in Dynasty you have on your team or something, he is targeting a December return. Probably no fantasy value there, but really deep leagues.
Not if the brisket's that still is, hurt.
Brisket's been practicing.
Mm. Yeah. But will he stay healthy?
Who, the brisket?
That's our hope.
He has to.
We like the brisket. Yeah, we love the brisket.
All right, so a lot of news out of L.A. for the Rams here. Two offensive linemen are going to be out next week. The starting right tackle and the starting center. The center's out for the year. And then Brandon Cooks is already ruled out for Week 11. So that run game that... kind of what Sean McVay leans on, and that good offensive line, it just got worse. Ooh.
Yeah, not
good. Oh, how the polish has came off this Rams.
That's a real bummer. Does it seem like once you play the Patriots in the Super Bowl, you just fall apart for a few years?
Seattle didn't.
Yeah, but the Falcons and the Rams both have.
Wait, Seattle
had mad hangovers.
Seattle hasn't been back to the Super Bowl since.
Super Bowl, but they've been in the playoffs every year. How many teams go back to back?
They're still a quality team.
So how many teams go back to back to the Super Bowl? And then on that, how many teams that lose? Go back to the Super Bowl.
Broncos. Bills.
Bills are the only team that's lost that goes back to Super Bowl.
Packers.
All those Jim Kelly Bills.
Yeah, that's the only team that's lost Super Bowl and went back to the Super Bowl.
You asked the question. I'm just saying you just asked the question.
You're right.
But I mean the next year, the
Broncos with HGH.
The Broncos did it years. The Broncos did it like 2 years later.
He's a cheater.
No, they went to back-back Super
Bowl. Just like Brady. He's a cheater, just like Brady. That's why he went to back-back Super Bowl.
You were a Rams fan at that time, Josh, so let's not even bring that up. That's how far back that was.
Hey. Potato, tomato. The Rams actually went, after they played the Patriots in Super Bowl, they fell off, but they had gone 2 out of 3, actually.
Oh, so I forgot about the greatest show on turf, Patriots, or Rams, that's right.
Yeah, so thanks for bringing that up, Brad. That further proves
Green
my
Bay,
argument.
Green
so
Bay
anyway,
went back to the, Green Bay went back to the Super Bowl after they played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Green Bay went back to the Super Bowl after they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Oh, no. You didn't say this. You just said Patriots.
Okay.
Now, the 85 Bears didn't go back to the Super Bowl after they played the Patriots and stomped them out in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was bad. That was a bad day for them.
I'm just saying Atlanta fell off. Philly fell off. Who was the team that they played? Oh, Seattle kind of fell off. I mean, they haven't been what they've been. Russell Wilson's got them in contention this year, obviously. But, I mean, the Rams,
that's a lot of teams, though, when they lose a Super Bowl. A lot of teams, when they lose a Super Bowl, have that Super Bowl hangover, and they don't come back. Look at the Cardinals. They lost. Oh, Steelers killing people. There's a lot of teams.
Steelers are actually
No. The Steelers beat the Cardinals is what I'm getting at. The Steelers beat the Cardinals. So, oh, Steelers, when you play them in a Super Bowl, you don't go back.
No, that was
49ers.
That was just
49ers
haven't
been back to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Since Baltimore beat them.
Yeah, but Harbaugh
Giants haven't been back to Super Bowl since Baltimore beat them. And I have. They won 2.
I was going to say what?
But it took them like 5 years to do it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's losing the Super Bowl.
Every time I hear about that Steelers Cardinals Super Bowl, I just weep for Larry Fitz because that was his shot, man. That was his only chance.
Who was that? Was it Santonio Holmes? The toe tapped his way to the Super Bowl that year?
Oh,
was it him or Plaxico?
Maybe Plaxico. Santonio was the other one, maybe.
Remember. The first one? Was that the rookie season for Big Ben? I don't remember. Yeah,
We're riffing.
All right.
Yeah, we are. We're getting off topic.
Cool.
I got homework.
I should have thought about that ahead of time. All right. James Conner's practicing in full. He's probably going to play Thursday night. We'll get into that more on Thursday night football breakdown, but James Conner is practicing in full. Looks good.
Ooh.
All right. Who had the Sunday night game? Eric, go. Cowboys.
I did. Dalvin Cook, balled out of control. Kirk Cousins, good game. Dak, good game. Zeke, subpar for him. Amari, balled out of control. Good game for him. 11 for 147 in the score. Randall Cobb, 6 for 106 in the score. Has he surpassed Michael Gallup?
No.
Question mark? No. Because Gallup had 4 for 76 in the score. Gallup's still the second.
It was all that Dak Prescott warm-up, and, baby. Getting those hip loose.
Yeah. And then I hope you moved on from Stephen Diggs like I did in some of my leagues because 3 for 49. He has had, two good games in the entire year? Congratulations.
So you're saying Stephon Diggs is done for the year?
You were fourth round pick.
Okay, everybody, go buy Stephon Diggs. He's going to have a baller second half.
Oh, yeah. Now he's going to pop off because I said he's trash. Yeah.
I know.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Blowing up.
Oh, and Kyle Rudolph, 4 for 14 with 2 scores.
And it cost me a freaking week in Dynasty.
And it cost Brad a week. Sad panda. So those are the big highlights from the Sunday night game. And remember, Dallas is not good. And neither are the Vikings, technically, because they beat a not good team.
I think there's more to unwrap here than just that. I mean, obviously, Dalvin Cook is just a man amongst boys at this point in the year. He's Yeah, he's playing out of his mind right now. He is the Minnesota offense. Dalvin Cook did all right, 7 for 86. I mean, I'll take that. Oh, that was Dalvin Cook. Sorry, I was thinking Stephon Diggs. No, he was bad. No, Ezekiel Elliott though. I think the Minnesota team had a concerted effort to stop him, and this was the lowest amount of rushing yards that he's had at home since being a Cowboy, since coming to the league. So that was really bad. But it was just them trying to stop it, and they tried to make Dak beat him, and Dak played very well actually. His receivers, they dropped a couple of passes, but it was just, you know, who had the ball last. And ultimately that was, well, the Cowboys had it last, but they screwed it up. So
yeah, I think any time you have to have Dak throw the ball 40 plus times, they're probably not going to win. I'm sorry. It's just not the way it usually goes.
But he didn't play bad against a good defense.
I'm not saying he didn't play bad. He didn't. He had a good game, but he doesn't seem to have what it takes to pull it out in the crunch time.
I mean, he had three touchdowns.
You mean with those hips?
With those hips? Oh, his warm-up routine. And then Bosa making fun of him. That was hilarious, by the way.
Those hips don't lie, okay?
Yeah, well, they didn't win either, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, Josh. Break down the Booger McFarland Monday night game. The follow Kyle Juszczyk where he goes, that's where the play is going. Follow Kyle Juszczyk where he goes, the play is going. That was his thing last night. And then also, well, there's Josh Gordon. That was his fourth quarter.
I was going to say, that was the other one. Is Josh Gordon. See, when Josh Gordon's on the field, look, in crunch time, they're going to go to Josh Gordon. I'm like, oh, my gosh, please just stop. So anyway, other than Booger McFarland being one of the most annoying people ever to call
Booger
a game.
I love Booger so much, but God, Russell, just shut up sometimes.
Yeah, when he just was, when the he worst. Was I mean, you're a grown man with the name Booger.
Pete Girl. Carroll. Remember when Pete Carroll had his team out there on fourth down to maybe possibly draw them off sides, had the offense out there because they had a timeout left in overtime just to milk the rest of the clock out. And he's like, why are they going for it? I wouldn't go for it. I think it's the fourth quarter. Why are they? They're not going for it, dummy. Everybody knows what they're doing. It's to draw them off sides to get a cheap first down. Yeah.
They did that in Green Bay the other day specifically because Rodgers is really good at, and so is Wilson. Yeah. They're both good at hard counts. Yeah, put them out there. See what happens.
All right, sorry.
Yes. All right, so we'll talk real quick. Russell Wilson, he didn't have an overwhelming statistic game, and he was sacked 5 times. But, of course, Russell Wilson did what he needed to do in crunch time and won the game. 232 yards, a touchdown, interception. Okay, great.
Where did that touchdown thing go? Was here. That's the impressive thing. Okay.
We'll get to that in a moment. All right, so – So, and then your running game. So, even though San Francisco has been great on defense all year, I mean, just shutting people down, Chris Carson still had a fantastic game. Over 100 yards total offense. He had 89 on the ground, still had a rushing touchdown, and then he caught 3 for 12. So, Chris Carson is almost as solid as a running back as you're going to get in our NFL right now, especially this season.
And he probably would have had another touchdown if DK Russell Metcalf's still- biceps wouldn't have popped the ball out of his own arms.
Yes, that also happened. A lot of the touchdowns and turnovers that came on defense, man, it was crazy. Whenever there's a gentleman named Puna Ford, P-O-O-N-A, who is 5'10", 300 pounds, that's my height. And if I weighed 300 pounds, I'd die. But anyway, he's doing it. Good job, Puna. So anyway, yep, the receivers. So the guy who led the team in yards was DK Metcalf, and that was because Tyler Lockett left the game with a contusion on his leg. Apparently it was this huge bulging thing. It was basically just a goose egg on his leg, though, is what I'm understanding. And he's supposed to be good. They had some good signs. They have a bye week this week.
He's
so
still
he'll probably
in
be
San Francisco. Too much. He's still in the hospital in San Francisco. He hasn't traveled back to Seattle yet. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's fine. It'll all buff. Josh Gordon, he did play. He played 27 snaps. He only caught 2 catches for 27 yards. But as Booger said multiple times, they were both crucial catches, and Russell Wilson just trusted him so much. Can't trust him to stay on the team or not do drugs.
He hasn't done drugs in like 2 years.
Now, that we know.
That you know
that's all that matters. That's all
and besides,
that matters.
Actually, he removed himself from the Patriots last year because of the drugs.
To get his head right.
So anyway. Because of the drugs. So Jacob Hollister, You guys ever heard of Jacob Hollister?
That, that store in the mall.
Sure have it.
His parents own it.
Yeah. I saw this picture up as soon as I walked through the door.
And it's really dark in there, so you can't even see what the clothes look like.
Yeah, cheap, terrible.
And they got pictures. They got live shots of the beach in California. Sorry.
He led the team in receptions, and he had a touchdown for 62 yards. The dude was targeted 10 times. Now, part of that was because Tyler Lockett was out, but also part of it was they've been getting him involved more and more each week. I mean, he's caught a touchdown in the last three games. This is the guy that I'm thinking probably the hot little waiver wire.
He was the only tight end active for them this game. They're going on a bye. They didn't activate Ed Dixon until Tuesday. So Ed Dixon will be back for when they play, and that's going to take away his work. He's not going to be the only back. Luke Wilson might be back after the bye as well. And then it muddies it all up. That's all I'm saying. He was the only active tight end.
I understand, but he's caught a touchdown pass three straight games. So, you know.
And Russell Hustle and Bustle does like his tight ends. I mean, we saw what he was doing with Will Disley until he went down.
And that's what tight ends in Seattle do. They go down.
Yeah. So if you want a 1 week fill in, not this week, but next week, go get him. So anyway, on the San Francisco side of the ball, the running game was a complete mess. Matt Breida left in the first half. He didn't play the second half. He got 10 carries. Tevin Coleman got 9 carries. Raheem Mostert got 6 carries. Complete mess here. Tevin Coleman, from what I understand, he was a little banged up as well. It was just an ugly game for these running backs. We thought it was going to be Coleman. We thought it was going to be Breida. I think it just seems to be they're using all the guys right now. Okay. Now, the guy who led the team in receptions and in yards was Deebo Samuel. 8 for 112, and this is mostly because the team had to throw the ball to stay ahead and stay in it. They were shutting down the run quite well, and because Emmanuel Sanders left the game with an injury.
Sad.
Yeah. I mean, he was so good for them. But he left the game with an injury. Deebo Samuel left. And then Kendrick Bourne got the touchdown. I was just going to say, he got the touchdown. 4 for 42. But they are played with drops last night. I think that's why Jimmy G was so bad.
Matt Breida is probably going to miss some time. He has an ankle injury. And Emmanuel Sanders is day-to-day with rib. He bruised his ribs. And as a wide receiver that goes over the middle, I feel like he doesn't want to go out there with bruised ribs. Because didn't he get his helmet knocked off of him? Yesterday, was that him? Didn't he catch Manuel one and Sanders? Get like boom? His ribs might have got bruised on that hit.
That's fine.
There were
7 fumbles in this game, boys. 7. 5.
The defenses were out there hitting people, man.
Yeah, 5 from Seattle, 2 from San Francisco. Jimmy G, his fumbles were bad.
We had no time. He literally, as soon as he got back there, they were.
Yeah, he had no time.
Hats
off to the Seattle defense. They really came to play. Yeah.
All pro, according to Booger McFarland. So he hasn't quite done it this year yet, but tonight is his night. He's playing like he's earning that money tonight.
Oh, congratulations.
Shut up, Booger. You're the worst.
He's not the worst. He's no Collinsworth. Collinsworth had a freaking. No, Kittle's just questionable. They haven't practiced yet because they had a Monday night game, so they haven't been to practice today. Today's the day off. So we won't have any new updates.
Yeah. I was just curious. Sad.
I'd rather hear Collinsworth because he'll say, well, now here's a guy that – he says that like 10 times, but
he also had to apologize for a comment he made about somebody. I don't know what it was, but he had to apologize for a racy comment.
He talked about Dak Prescott's dead mother.
Yeah.
That's a bad.
That was a little mistake. People make mistakes, you know. We can't.
But if I get Collinsworth, I get the smooth, sultry tones of Al Michaels, and that's all I really care about.
Shuts up.
So just tune out Collinsworth and listen to Al Michaels. It's fine.
All right, you guys.
See, now here's a guy.
Thursday night showdown. Steelers, Cleveland.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thursday night football.
Believe
me. So I'm gonna tell you my defense start of the week right now. The Steelers. It's Thursday night.
Yeah, right.
The Browns.
Well, they put up 25 this past week.
depending on what scoring you were in.
Yeah.
Gosh.
How many interceptions do you think Micah Fitzpatrick gets this week?
I'd say he gets a dub.
I'd say he gets zero, but he gets a fumble recovery.
He's going to be around that football. Yeah. We do know that.
He reminds me of a young, healthy honey badger. Good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. He's young, like his first couple years.
Isn't Minka a little bit bigger than...
I'm saying he plays, and he's always around the ball. Honey like, badger? You know those guys that always seem to find the ball.
He is. But he's got like that actual like NFL size, though. Like the honey badger is always like, I feel like he's an underdog like, in every...
Ed Reed seemed to always be wherever the ball was. Minka Fitzpatrick's the same way.
Yeah, Ed Reed was a ball hawk. He was great.
Whoa. We're not comparing but I'm saying to Ed Reed.
He's working that way?
It's...
Let's just...
No,
poor man's Ed Reed.
He's in his second year.
We're not besmirching Ed Reed.
Ed Reed had a Hall of Fame career. Continues this pace of his career progression, yes, he will be there.
Yeah, sure.
Let's just calm down.
That kind of thing.
Let's just simmer right. down, boys.
So do you want to start let's either one of these quarterbacks?
Okay. That's a hard note.
Who's on a bye this week?
Hang on, we got the Giants, we got the Packers, we got Seattle, and we got Tennessee. So two definite probably starts, two maybe guys you've been streaming.
Yeah, so Wilson and Rodgers, and then your boy Danny Dimes, Josh, and then Tannehill.
And the Rams, so Jared Goff plays Chicago without two linemen, so that's going to be fun.
Don't want to start. I would still probably start Goff over those guys.
And Carson Wentz has New England.
Because he killed
Carson Wentz has New England.
He killed me last week.
And Kyle Murray has it. Kyle Murray plays San Francisco.
Yeah. Baker's terrible, and Mason Rudolph is not good either. Like, yeah, at least Goff has the upside. I feel like neither of them have upside.
Now, I got a question.
Josh, let me hear your question.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, if Baker tweets Thursday morning, I woke up feeling dangerous. Do you feel like
that means
you would start
those picks?
I would feel like I would bench him even harder if he woke up saying
his
wife
comes out to his defense on Twitter again, maybe I won't do anything different.
When he gets rid of the Randy Marsh look, who is by one of my favorite characters in all of anything animated ever, if he gets rid of that look, then yeah, maybe we'll talk. But until then,
all right. Here's my question: how many running backs from this game are you starting this week? With the fact that Chris Carson's on a bye, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Saquon Barkley, and Derrick Henry, so five running backs that have probably been starting on teams are on a bye. So how many running backs from this game do we start if James Conner plays? Four.
Three.
Chubb, probably gonna start Hunt if you have one or two of those guys, if you have him stashed. You're going to start Connor if he's healthy because you probably drafted him in the first or second round. So at least three.
Jalen Samuels?
It is stupid. You're right.
Jalen Samuels this week?
Good chance Connor gets hurt again, probably.
I think you're going to start Connor. Chubb. You're going to start Chubb, and you're going to flex Hunt.
People are freaking out about Kareem Hunt last week. Nick Chubb had 86% of the snaps. So
it's because he's Nick Chubb. It's good. He's going to crack 1,000 yards this week, probably.
He had 1,000 yards last season.
He's just not going to be useful in PPR. He's not going to be as useful in PPR. That's all.
He's at 919 right now. That'll all right.
So then wide receiver-wise, Juju, Odell, Jarvis, Washington.
Josh, you want to talk about Juju?
What about him? He's dead to me. Cleveland.
You're going to keep him on the bench even against Cleveland?
Cleveland's pretty good against wide receivers. And you got to remember who the quarterback is.
Still Mason Rudolph. Yeah.
Still Mason Rudolph. So I would rather. I'm still going to start.
You're going to have to start Juju.
I'm definitely going to start Jarvis. You don't have to. I'm going to start Jarvis. No, you don't. You don't have to.
Four
you don't
wide
have to
receivers that
country.
People have been starting I'm not, on by this week. You're probably having to put Juju.
I woke up in America this morning. I don't know where you woke up. Maybe in communist China, but I'm not going to do it.
You're starting him over Alshon Jeffrey, who plays New England. You're maybe crazy. You're
maybe I'm going to search.
Wow, you really hold a grudge.
You got to think of how bad he's been.
Yeah, he's been pretty rough.
He's Alshon been terrible. Jeffrey just put on a new piece of jewelry for this game, and it's called Stephon Gilmore. He's going to be wearing him around there.
That's fine. Go for it. What position do you think Juju is in PPR right now? What 26. Wide receiver do you think he is? 36. You were off by 10.
But once you get past 25, is it?
So he's barely a wide receiver 3. That tells you how – so there are 35 other guys. There's only 32 NFL teams. So if you just – I'm just saying you don't have to start.
What about
– You don't have to. And I don't think you should.
What about Jarvis and Odell?
You're definitely going to start Jarvis in PPR, and I feel pretty good about starting Odell. They made a concerted effort to target him last week.
They did. What did he get, 12, 13 targets last week?
Yeah, it was
– Something like that.
Yeah, I hit about 13
What about – are we going dancing? Are we going dancing with Vance?
I never dance with Vance.
You don't want to dance with him? You don't want to take a ride on the Vance train? Old Vance McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
I hope you have better options. There's no real, there's no big tight ends on bye,
Evan
right?
Ingram,
Jimmy Graham for Green Bay, so no big deal.
And Delaney Walker, like Johnny four. Smith, who have been useless. So there's not really.
Delaney Walker. Yeah, as much as I love Delaney Walker, I think he's done. I stick a fork in him, at least with the quarterbacks they have now.
Anything else from this game? It's a boring game. It's going to be.
It is. It's going to be sad.
So this will be what Eric thought the good old-fashioned Jets-Giants game would be. The difference is these teams actually have defenses.
Well, no, I think it's going to be boring. So it'll probably be a 35-32 kind of.
There's defenses here.
Like I hope it's
a Arizona game was last week. Do you think the Browns defense is
Pittsburgh
good?
Defense, number one defense.
Or is it just because
rest
Mason's
season.
That bad?
They have no tough matchups till week 17. Right. They play Baltimore, but they don't play anybody till then.
Okay. We'll see.
I say you can start all four of those running backs in PPR if you need to. Yeah,
okay. Really?
It's like I said, man, there's five starting running backs on the bye this week.
I don't know. I just don't feel dangerous.
Jalen Samuels isn't straight up trying to play it, but all right, boys, we got a little bit of time here.
Well,
go ahead.
Do you know? Real quick. Do you know how many yards per game the Pittsburgh Steelers average
on offense,
passing or rushing?
Passing yards.
205.6. Oh. Only because I have it in front of me.
Oh, great. So that'll tell you. And even though Juju leads that team in yardage.
With a sad 503. Yeah.
You still cannot trust them. And don't get me wrong. It's not like Cleveland is much, much further ahead of them. 224 a game. But statistically, because the NFL is so bad this year at passing the football, they're much higher up the totem pole. But this is going to be just a not a fun game, boys. I mean, I don't trust Juju. You guys play him if you want to, but. I mean, the Steelers are bad offensively. I mean, they're 7th best in rushing yards per game. No, they're 6th best, excuse me. So same on that. 83 yards a game rushing the ball. They're not going to be able to.
So hopefully you have a better option.
And I'm not
Juju,
expecting.
But just so people know, what is a better option? Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, both better options? Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What about any Jacksonville or Indianapolis receivers? DJ Chark? But nobody else on Indianapolis, right?
I mean, I would rather start Eric Ebron than Juju Smith-Schuster.
If we get another Jeff Driskel game against Dallas, are you starting Marvin Jones Jr.? Yeah.
How about Stephon Diggs or Juju Smith-Schuster? Who would you start?
Diggs.
Because of the upside? Just because of the upside?
Well, I mean, he's top 10 receiver in yardage
this
year.
Here we go. Robbie Anderson or Juju? Robbie Anderson is playing Washington. but it's Robbie Anderson.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay,
because most people don't have a plethora of wide receivers. Okay.
I'll go Juju. Okay, fine. I said it. But Jamison Crowder or Juju, I'm going to have to go with Crowder. Sammy Watkins over Juju. I mean, I could just name off
Mike Williams all kinds of guys in Mexico City in that high elevation or Juju.
Mike Williams. Easy. Next question.
Mike Williams is going to eat.
Is he?
He'll get his.
I think Austin Eckler's going to get about 45 targets.
He's still going to get you 12, 13 points.
All right, boys.
He's still at least a flex.
I'd rather.
We're just rambling now.
How about that?
We're just rambling. Send us home, Josh, so we can do this FSA drops.
Oh, wow. All right. Just a lot of enthusiasm from Brad here. Thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Josh, and then I got Brad and Eric over here, these two knuckleheads. So you can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at EmptyWagonFF. I'm at FFJoshHughes. Eric is at GunsOfEld19, and Brad is at TacJones. Why don't you go check out our store? We have several pieces of merchandise for you to purchase. Those links are going to be in the bio, along with Fantasy Sports Alliance. The link will be in the bio for that as well. I want to give a shout-out to Veterans Referring Veterans, especially around this week, this time of year, VRV. They're great. And a special little shout-out to our friends in the Wilson family. We're thinking about you guys, and we hope for the best. So we will see you guys later.
Bye.